Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. And would you have it? I've got another cold, which is crazy, but that's life. If you've just joined us for the first time, welcome. You've got another 180 episodes to catch up on, so you've got your work cut out for you. And if you're part of the Moto Kingdom and you're a regular right here, welcome back. And today, we're going to have an awesome show, so let's do this thing. Before we get into it, though, do head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWEMOTO, which is MJWEMOTO. This is how we keep the lights on for this podcast and keep going. So,
the latest African album review is...
I'm glad to say I reviewed Rema's debut EP in 2019, and admittedly, what I was not prepared for was his meteoric rise to stardom thereafter. I mean, Dumebi was a song and a half. It pretty much went viral for a time there, but not many could have seen how much of a cult hero Rema would become, song after song after song. This guy is one of the best African music exports out there, ever. And we finally get his full-length debut album titled Rave and Roses. Rave and Roses was released March 25th under Jonesing World Entertainment. It has 16 tracks, which represents 59 minutes, 9 seconds of runtime, 4 collabs, multiple production placements, including London, who did the smash Soundgasm alongside Dro and Shanti, and London has most of the placements on this album. SARS, Andre Vibes, Ego, Kill September, One Mind, Kelpie Vibes, K the Great, Altims. The album is stacked. Did you ever think a Rema album would open up with an Afrodanzel tune? Well, Raven Roses is on that tip with Divine, which really goes deep lyrically. He tells his story and touches, and it actually touches on a lot of the good, the bad, the ugly, from stories of himself told to him by his mother about how, you know, the pregnancy was not really that complicated, but as it got to a certain stage, she was worried because he wasn't kicking much and things like that. Manifesting his talent and working on it, losing his father and brother, super, super emotional, and there's loss there. It's a high calling kind of song and a great opener as well. The three singles to come out from this album are the hugely popular Soundgasm, which I'm tempted to sing right now, but will not in fear of embarrassing myself, so I save you that. Calm Down and FYN featuring AJ Tracy. I did expect these songs to be on this album, so no surprises at all. The fourth one is Time and Affection featuring Chris Brown, and that dropped just 2 days ago on the 23rd, so it hasn't really marinated like the others. I felt like we got a recognizable Rema on plenty of songs on this album, such as Dirty, which has a sick sax, by the way, Joe, Mara, Oroma Baby, etc. It was interesting to hear songs like Addicted, which sounds like an 80s influenced groove with some disco elements in it, but not necessarily kind of feel popish, but doesn't really go the way, but it's kind of there. This guy took it back, yet he probably wasn't even born when this sound was a thing. I mean, he is only 21 after all, so when was he born? Like 2001. Hey, I'm a 2000. Anyway, I'm curious to find out how this song came about for real, because that would be a good story. lyrically, it blends well too. He's talking about a girl that is in too deep and addicted to the fast life, the nicer things in life. He sings it perfectly too, with his vocals adding to the ambiance of the song. I wonder if he could totally chase a pop career singing in English, because he sounded different on this track. Like, different. If I didn't know that it was Rema singing, I probably would not have known that it was Rema singing. Carrie was another number that tickled my fancy. It feels amapiano-like, and there really isn't a prominent log drum like you'd expect. It's actually used as a riser, and it's pretty low in terms of the decibels. And so I got to like 2.5 minutes of listening, thinking, surely a harder log drum is going to hit this record. It did not. But that was a skillful play. We'll just call it an Afro House song then. Cool. Are You There had those reggaeton with dancehall infusions, and it'll be a good one in a club or driving your car on a road trip. You'll actually go crazy for real. One of the first things I noticed between tracks 1 and 2 is that there was gapless playback. And for those who don't know, it's basically when you transition from song to song and there's actually no silence between songs. It's just like you're playing a continuous thing. It was quite recognizable between the songs Mara and Love, then FYN and Oroma Baby 2. Maybe not so much on the other records because it doesn't have that feel. But very nice touch, Man Like Rema. I loved it. I've always enjoyed albums like that. And it made that transition between Divine and Hold Me, which is tracks 1 and 2, feel absolutely magical. Same way it did for the other tracks, where it's pretty recognizable. The beat switch up on the song Hold Me, by the way, from when Black started his thing, was so cool. A standout aspect about Rema and this album in general is the beat selection. He can stay within the familiar lane, the Afrobeats lane, then suddenly switch to something far more experimental, and you might question him for a bit, but he will deliver, that's a guarantee. And here's a cool fact: all African producers on the album are from Benin City in Nigeria, which is his hometown. Wow, talk about putting your people on. That's dope. Now, is the era of microwave songs done now? Shortest song on Raven Roses is 2 minutes 58 seconds, and the longest one is 4 minutes and 30 seconds long. Nice to actually see the tide is shifting back to, you know, we don't have to make 1 minute 25 second songs for higher streams. I mess with that, honestly. The dude had some seriously powerful collabs on here. I mean, Rema, bro, how'd you do it? From Black to Chris Brown, AJ Tracy from the UK, and French singer Izzled. Oh, man, those are some cool collabs, and I know you could get way more people, but he decided to kind of just keep it short and sweet. Of those collabs, my favorite was Izzled, probably followed by Black. She smashed it out of the park for me, and I would love to hear her work with Almaray at some point. I think those two could kill it, absolutely kill it. Rema holds his own though. I mean, out of 16 tracks, only 4 had collabs. And I'm like, King, keep on kinging. His style is so assured. He's a self-assured musician. He didn't need to piggyback off of anyone else's talent. And his voice, you can listen to it over and over and over and over again. I'd say hearing a guitar start a Rema song bodes well for what it's gonna be. And there's a lot of guitar on this album. That's just a minor observation, but do check it out. Raven Roses is probably as versatile as an album could get. Not that Rema hasn't already proven his case in his releases over the last 3 years, he's already done so, but he takes it a step further and he really pushes the envelope. He tries to give us just different things while also giving us what we expect of him and creating a fantastic balance on one album. I mean, I've only listened to it maybe about 3 times at this point, but I'm gonna have it on play tomorrow pretty much the whole day. So yeah, it's sounding good so far. There are some monster tunes on Raven Roses and it's hard to pick any standout track out of them at all. It's impossible. There are a few that I definitely will be playing again, and I favorited no less than 13 tracks. 14 actually. 14 tracks, and that's a good return, man. Out of 16 tracks, 14, I'm like, yeah, I need to listen to these ones again. Yo, Rema smashed it. All I can say is this album is another banger. Y'all gotta listen to it. It is definitely a recommendation from me, and this isn't even for fans of Rema alone. It's for anybody who's into Afro beats and looking for a sound that's different, man. Like, this dude he's already places, but he's going further somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.